The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh, 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 hold it.
You are. Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You've gotta wait 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for September 6, 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning in my loins, the tailor of mine, our wizard, the collector of cogs, and the reason we have a mature audience morning at the top of the show, Aquin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, OGR, on the Antonia Vale server. It's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, Oquin's videos, and get all of our social links, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Oquin?
Doing very well.
Very well? Did you have a good day, did you?
Yeah, it was a little hard staying awake at times.
Oh, had a problem staying awake today?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, I got used to staying up.
The long weekend, well. Yeah. You might want to turn your mic up a bit. Or get closer to it.
I don't even know if I'm turning the right thing. Oh, how's that?
That's fine.
If I just come up and eat it, how's that?
That's fine. That works just fine.
Eat the mic.
All right. So, yes, we had a long weekend. There was double experience. There was double station cash.
There's still double station cash tomorrow.
Oh, it's going on until tomorrow?
I believe. That was the 1st through the 7th. Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought it was over this week. I mean, I thought it was over last night, but I could be wrong. There's double trouble and boiling trouble and whatever the hell it is. I am not Shakespeare. All right. Cabas from the Antonio Bale server says, it's over. No more. You know what I hate about this time of day? The sun's coming in right through my window and reflecting off my monitor. I can't see crap. Except for, you know, where my head is, casting a shadow.
And that's a big shadow.
Because I've got a huge head!
I'll reframe what was going through my mind.
Yeah, see, this is why we have a mature audience warning.
Well, there's only one other thing bigger than your head.
Yes, I realize it's 10 p.m. on the East Coast. It is 7 p.m. here on the West Coast, and the sun is going down, which means it's perfect angle to go right through my window right now. Okay. Have you seen... Barbarian racial armor?
Well, just from the picture on EQ2 Players.
It is now available on the marketplace, and I've got to say, it looks very good. Barbarian...
How do you look in barbarian armor?
I look like a wood elf in barbarian armor. I do not look comfortable.
You don't look comfortable.
I do not look comfortable in this armor. Yeah. Winwin says that who was our guest, and I think she's AFK right now.
But, no, I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
He's
okay.
There.
Winwin says that I should look at it in a female model.
It looks amazing. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to have a bikini top in frigid weather, but hey.
A bikini top?
It's got like a scale male bikini top, yeah.
Let me try it on.
HUD.
Yeah, the marketplace, and it'll be new, and it'll be all barbarian.
HUD, who is on the Antonia Vale server, says he would not be caught dead in it, and he is a barbarian. But he is a barbarian paladin. I mean, this might be a little showy for him. He likes the gleaming armor and the sword and stuff like that, so...
That makes sense, so...
That's
like
kind of cool for the bikini top type thing with the, what is that? Scale mail? Bikini top?
Now, see, I'm going to have to go downstairs and see how it looks on you, because, you know, I don't have any female characters to try this on. Well, I do, but I don't feel like logging out now.
I got a skirt. I could probably just downplay it. Yeah, the boots are a little bit much with the fluffy stuff on the bottom. But with the skirt and just the bikini top, let's see. Can you get it in... appearance items. That would be armor sets, wouldn't it? Heritage.
Well, yes. Yeah, but it's under new right now, but it should be under the armor sets.
Okay, let me try the pieces on by themselves. I gotta scale down my, for some reason, reset.
Corel from the Freeport EQ2X server says it looks interesting on a Fae.
It's not pink enough for me, though.
Not pink enough for Winwin. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest this week from the Unrest server, high-end level raider and all-around pink pretty princess, Winwin!
You're sweet.
And also, singing artist. We'll be listening to some of Winwin's own songs a little bit later in the program. Now, did you write these songs we're going to be listening to later?
Yes, I write everything. I play piano and I sing.
Wonderful.
I've been published since I was 23. Well, 22. Time flies
indeed. So we'll be listening to, I mean, we're definitely going to be listening to Satin and Solace. And, you said Rosemary was another one you'd like to do.
That was the one that got me my publishing contract. You can play whichever you want.
I'll do what I want, woman.
You can do it?
I can do it, you know? You know, I'm just making up new characters for the show in my head while I'm at work. I'm working with this guy named Derek. He's like a young me.
Oh my god. How old is he?
He's like 19.
19, and he does Christopher Walken impressions.
He does Christopher Walken, and he does it better than me. And Christopher Walken, he quotes Blade Runner and Dune. I'm like, how old are
that?
You again?
That's, wow.
I was asking him if maybe this was his long-lost love child or something, I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of, but it could be. He's very interesting. He came to work with a hickey today.
He
gets on the bus, he sits down, and I'm like, got some this weekend, huh? And he's like, oh god, is it that noticeable? I'm like, yeah. Oh yeah, all the girls up on the third floor in the executive office was really poking fun at him and stuff. It was very funny. And yes, Christopher Walken can dance very well. He's a ballroom dancer.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I saw him on Saturday Night Live, and he was doing Stop the Music and Dance, I think it's called.
I never saw that.
And he was dancing with all the female cast members, one right after another. It was very cool. And we just had a ding in the Legion of Kithacor. Tans from the Legion of Kithacor is now a level 32 dirge. So congratulations to Tans, and here's your ding. All right. Congratulations to Tans. All right, so you are currently, Winwin, looking for a new raiding guild.
I am. I just left the top raiding guild on my server, and just looking for something new.
So what is it that you're looking for in a raiding guild?
Well, I've been up through the challenge mode, second named in Talon's Up. So, I mean, Soul Inspire. I get all the names mixed up.
All those high-end places, okay.
But I'm looking for some place comparably high.
All right.
And, well, nice people. In the guild I left, everybody was very, very nice, but just not feeling the server at the moment.
Hmm.
Need to meet new people.
And you're in Texas, so that makes you... Which?
Central.
Central time?
I am Central, yes.
Central time available on weekends, are you?
Weekends? Oh, no. Well, I mean Sundays, yeah. But
okay.
Fridays and Saturdays are music industry hotspot days.
Right. Okay, so if you're interested in win-win but require weekend service, fuck off.
And you're a healer?
I am. I'm a Templar.
Wow. You know, yeah, you shouldn't have a big problem. Templars are always, like,
yeah,
highly coveted.
Actually, this expansion, for high-end raiding, Inquisitors have kind of been the flavor of the month.
Hmm.
Wrong flavor.
Interestingly enough.
You know what?
Pick the win-win flavor.
It tastes like evil.
Evil, but sweet, delicious, pink candy cane evil. I just noticed something in the marketplace.
Unicorn poop evil. Anyway.
Yes, unicorn poo.
I just noticed something in the marketplace that's completely horrendous and horrifying and needs to be stopped.
What?
Quo-Ogryn?
Quo-Ogryn.
What's that? Oh, God, you can get him and he'll follow you around and...
No, wait, is he a pet or is he a plushie?
He will follow you around for an hour.
No, it says this item can be placed in the house, so it's
it
a plushie.
Can't. Yes, but he'll follow you around outside for an hour, sort of like the...
Like the butler.
Like the butler.
Okay, so I can just see a lot of people getting Quo and making a noose and hanging him in effigy. I can see it happening.
There is those cages you can get.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That would be awesome.
Put him in a little cage.
I have got a torture chamber.
Little pokey sticks right next to the cage you can use to poke him with.
Poke, poke, poke.
I still want to see him as a mercenary for the next expansion.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I want to see him. I want to see Nathan Ironforge. I want to get him killed.
I do not want Nathan with me. He'll be going, have you seen a gnoll before? Yes.
No.
Right in front of you.
You know, it'd be really cool if he was actually interactive. So you, like, bring him over to Black Barrel. Look, a gnoll!
Oh, my face.
Ow! Why is that no way? Anyway, you know what though? With all the talk of the mercenaries. That's it, mercenaries. Don't mind me. I've had a long day at work. Mercenaries. Don't you think that's just one step away from NPC prostitution?
I guess in a way it is, but thankfully this is an Age of Conan than it would be.
Hmm. You see, I think they should do it. They should have mercenary. Shit. What do you call them? They're out. They're in the Jade
Club
Tiger.
Girls. Dancing girls.
Yeah, but they're shit.
Courtesans.
Courtesans. You should have mercenary courtesans that just follow you around and flirt with you all night long. You know,
I don't know. That feels like real life too much. That makes me want to hit people.
Then you get a stalker, you know.
Oh, I've had a stalker in real life. Yeah, it would be a lot like that. A lot like that. Except, you know, you need to have functional windows in your homes that they can peek through randomly. Actually, you could use the layout editor to make a stalker like that.
You can?
Yeah, just imagine putting the Quo-Ogryn NPC right outside your window, like in your Kelithin house or something. It's like, let me in! Do it in Hallis. Or Hallis.
He's like,
that would be like, no, you're freezing your ass.
Oh,
off.
God, now I'm getting ideas, like, you know, setting up a bathroom scene in my house and putting him right outside looking in. It's like, I want to use shower!
Make a giant outhouse and put him inside the tank.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Nice.
We won't go into details, but just, like, let me out! Use something to, like, make a statement. One of the...
What
are they called?
Well, Sirest from the Antonia Bail Service says that he thinks he remembers someone had already put Quo on a spit.
That's awesome.
You know, kind of like I have the turtle in the Legion of Kithacor beach area. I have a turtle on a over an open fire. I can see somebody putting Quo on one.
That's probably what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have an insanely strong mommy complex. I mean, I absolutely adore children and taking care of them and protecting them. And I'm okay with Quo Algren being tortured and maimed.
Wow.
He's driven you to this.
Yeah.
And Mom hung him.
Has driven Win-Win to evil!
He's just an inquisitive little boy.
That's the worst kind sometimes.
He gets in my head, makes me do things!
I think he's related to Nathan, though.
It's entirely possible. It's Nathan Ironforge's really... more annoying cousin.
I think Nathan Ironforge has Gary Coleman issues because he looks a little mature.
Yeah, I know. But we don't talk about that when he's around.
Well, you know,
he's the new Webster of Nora.
Yeah, there we go. No, I mean, that's one of the things that I mentioned to Hrothgar when he was on the show. It's like, we need kid models for, you know, instead of just shrunken down adult models. It just makes more sense. And then we can, like, open up an orphanage and you can, like, you know, that would be kind of cool. Have a mercenary kid.
That would be cool. And, like, that's one of the reasons I bought an Nathan Ironforge.
Lead them to their death.
It's like the Crusades, but slightly less self-righteous.
Nice. Yes, that's it. Lelania from the Antonia Bale server. You buy your own baby. That way, there you go. We can, like, open up a, you know, make the kid models. And then you have an orphanage, and then you can adopt one of the kids to, you know, to be a, you know, a wandering pet in your house.
Isn't that game called Fable?
I have not played Fable. And from what I understand from Fable, you can do evil things, so I'm not sure what you would actually want to do with that kid if you had an evil character. All right, let's put on these hot
evil
coals.
Characters can do all sorts of terrible things. Kill their kids, kill their wives, kill their husbands.
Oh, lovely! Clorny says that his necromancer has a crib in their house.
I had a crib in my house before I lost my layout when I rebuilt my computer, and I had a baby dragon dancing in it.
Nice.
I have a baby dragon playing the piano.
Aww.
He's the main entertainment.
They're so cute.
Right, so let's see. What else did we get with... We didn't really have a patch today, did we?
No, we just have some new items in the marketplace besides... Let me get to the main thing. Let's see, there it was. Well, okay. Have you seen the golden marble and mahogany marble furniture set?
Yeah, those came out last... We talked about those last week, actually.
Pillar of
Justice.
Those
are pretty.
That is one hell of a club.
It gives the American Gladiator flashbacks.
But the Pillar of Justice?
You're right.
Holy crap.
I got these. The Cinder Bow and Shield. So I now have a flaming bow.
A lot of my friends have flaming bows.
That's right, Trista. I have a flaming bow and it's huge.
You know, they have a new cloak. Well, it's the Komodo skin cloak. It's like the one I got you.
Yep, and it's black. But
this one's black and silver.
Yep, saw that one.
I actually like it.
Now, see, that's how I saw the one that I'm currently wearing with the 3.0 shader screwing it up. I thought it was black.
No, sorry.
So now I have to get that one.
Yeah, and I thought that mine was white, but it wasn't. The texture was just missing. So now I've got to... Well, I thought about petitioning them and being like, hey, can you switch it out? But I'm not going to do that to them. I'm going to just buy the white one, too.
So I'm very tempted to get that cloak, and I'll probably get the kid, too.
Get the kid?
You're gonna do horrible things to him, I know.
No, I'll just put him with the butler. They can keep themselves entertained during the day.
I don't want to know what a full-grown dwarf and a small...
Asian boy. That could turn out really wrong. They become sidekicks. They could be like Cheez-It and Dwarf, you know?
Yeah.
Solving crime together.
I can see it. Can I gather that?
Tonight's show has been brought to you by Juju Fruits.
Oh my gosh, I remember those things. I used to pull out fillings with those.
Mm-hmm. I love these things. That's my favorite movie candy. I picked up a couple of them because I wanted to go see Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, the remake.
I want to see that.
I wanted to see it, but then I started seeing some bad reviews for it. And I always go to movies.yahoo.com. I think it's more reliable for real-life people giving their opinion on the movies rather than just relying on, regular movie reviewers and stuff, because, you know, they're not paid. And they'll tell you, you know, whether or not, hey, you know, I spent $8 to go see this movie and it sucked. You know, that's more reliable. Now, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark was the first horror movie I ever saw. So it's got a special place in my heart. And, of course, it made me afraid of the dark. I was like 7 when I saw it. And I found it on Amazon, remastered for DVD, and I ordered it, and it should be here on Friday, the original.
Oh, wow.
But I did post on Facebook that I had seen some bad reviews, and that's why we didn't go to the movies this week. And a lot of people responded back to me saying, yeah, I saw it this weekend, it was pretty good. So, I don't know, maybe.
Actually, some people are saying Fright Night's really good, and I was terrified of that being remade.
Oh, God. I mean, the original Fright Night was so good.
Mm-hmm.
You're so cool, Brewster! Come on, how can you redo Evil Ed? You can't. I don't know. I may just wait for
Netflix.
I love Netflix.
Speaking of Netflix, one of my friend's movies is on there now. I'm very proud of him.
Oh,
it's called Ticked Off Trannies with Knives.
Yes, I saw that.
Do what?
Ticked Off Trannies with Knives.
What?
Yeah.
It's about...
It's a great movie.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us what that's about? I've seen it.
It's about a bunch of trans women that go through a hate crime and get revenge. Not necessarily something I would do.
That movie was fucking brutal.
It was, yeah.
The scenes where the guys are coming after him with freaking shovels and shit, someone with a shovel or whatever, that was fucking brutal.
That's a lot like real life for some of us, sadly.
And for those of you who are tuning in right now and don't know, Win-Win, she is a transsexual.
Yes.
And very vocal about it.
I have to be. In my opinion.
I hope I don't offend you by this, but I think I told Elquin after the first time you were on the show, I bet she has a t-shirt that says, "Hi, I used to have a dick."
Actually, no. Pardon my language. Pardon my language.
Go ahead.
I did have one that said, if you think my tits are nice, you should see my balls.
Nice.
And, not that it applied to me in any way whatsoever, but the reactions would be great, especially at a bar, guys hitting on you, and then he looks at your shirt, he's like, oh. He just walks away. It's like, oh, this is convenient.
Or you could just give them the voice. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that too.
But no, I mean, I gotta say, I don't know how much you paid for your surgery, but you look fantastic. You're really good.
I paid $45,000.
Wow.
But I haven't had anything done on my face or anything, so or basic body surgery. I'm just
And I know from your Facebook statuses and stuff like that, I know you want to get work done on your forehead and stuff like that. And I think you look gorgeous the way you are, really.
Aw, thank you.
But you know what? It's about making you happy. If you're not happy with the way you look, you know, then by all means go ahead and do it. The only thing I ask is don't overdo it.
Oh, no. I want to look like the same person. I don't want to go, like, Catwoman or anything.
Oh, God. Or hell, even Kenny Rogers.
Ooh, that was a mistake.
Oh, boy. Kenny, no, you should have grew old gracefully. Oh, my God.
I don't know, Wynn. I just see you as a woman.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know. It's funny. Everybody who's known me since childhood is just like, ah, it's about time. I'm like,
I find it funny that we grew up 20 miles apart from each other.
Yeah. I was born in Nashua.
Yeah, and I was born in Manchester. I mean, I used to work in Nashua.
Wow, that's crazy. That's pretty cool. And Mandy Moore was born in the same hospital as I was, I think, 4 years after me. So I'm
not sure who Mandy Moore is.
A singer and actress.
Okay, if I saw a picture, I might know. Or heard one of the songs. I just can't. The name's not ringing a bell.
Did you ever see the movie Saved?
No, I have not seen that.
Oh my gosh, you have to see that.
Isn't that the one with Macaulay Culkin?
Yes, it's hilarious, though.
It's like, one of the lines is like, Jesus is like my boyfriend, but, you know, not like that.
Yeah, Mandy Moore's in that movie.
Nice.
It's all about teen pregnancy and religion and everything. It's just hilarious. Not that teen pregnancy and religion are hilarious. Separately.
Well, they can be.
Well.
Quite frankly, I think religion is hilarious.
I don't know. I respect everybody's views.
So do I, but they don't push them. I respect everyone's views as long as they don't push them on me. And I just want to get a t-shirt that says, my imaginary friend is better than your imaginary friend.
Oh, snap.
Sorry, guys. I've been there, I've done that, and I've walked away from it.
I was raised Roman Catholic.
I started Catholic, went on to Episcopal, which of course is, you know, Catholic on a diet. Let's see, Protestant, Lutheran, Southern Baptist, Pentecostal.
I actually went Wiccan for a little while when The Craft came out. Everybody was doing that the mid-90s. It was crazy.
I think Liz and I, well, Elquin and I, basically just refer to ourselves as pagans at this point. But I have a private spirituality. Like it or not, I don't care.
Right. Pagans, bohemians.
Bohemians, nudists, much to the boy's chagrin.
I believe in some sort of higher power, but I'm not going to be so pretentious as to put a name to it. I don't think that's my business, if that makes sense.
There's George.
George. It's George Harris.
God, what did that just cross my mind? I'm working for a company that processes insurance. So I get to see all the really weird insurance stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't go into details on our clients, but I can say that today I did see an insurance company called Badger Mutual.
That's awesome.
So I go to my supervisor and I'm like, Rochelle, I got a company here named Badger Mutual. I mean, how do they work their sales? They just, like, call you every hour. Hey, you want to buy our insurance? Hey, you want to buy our insurance? How about that insurance? And then they come knocking on your door. Hi, we got some insurance. We're going to badger you until you buy it.
I just imagine them coming to your front door with a badger, and you open the door, and they're holding it right in your face, and it just claws your face off.
Sorry, maybe they have a theme song of badger, 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 a snake, a snake, a badger, badger, no, badger,
they,
badger.
They take the badger to your house, hold it just out of range of your face. Don't you wish you had insurance now?
You might want to insure your face. You're going to need it.
And then, you know, of course, I've seen some stuff from Lloyd's of London.
Do you say Lloyd's of London?
No, Lloyd. Lloyd.
Oh. Oh, the body insurance. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I was like,
Lloyd's of London. Lloyd's too. Well, Lloyd's of London.
Well, you know, they're more known for insuring body parts, but I've never seen any of that. You know, we do house and car insurance, that kind of thing. But it crossed my mind the first time I saw a Lloyd's of London policy. I just want to open up a shop somewhere We call it, like, you know, Lloyd's of Newark. Lloyd's of Pittsburgh. You know, you never see that. Who insures your car? Lloyd's of Pittsburgh.
I want spontaneous combustion insurance.
There you go. It does happen, folks. Oh, anyway.
I'm so fascinated by that. I kind of want to see it happen, but I kind of don't.
Oh, I know somebody who did that, had that happen to him.
Really?
Yep.
Puff.
It's really disturbing, though. People smell like
a nasty lady, too, that lived on my grandfather's property in a house, okay? And she was trying to do him harm, you know, and because my grandfather was old. And the next thing you know, she died of spontaneous combustion in her kitchen. She drank like a fish, too, from what I understood.
Well, there you go, then.
Oh, yeah. She was found in the kitchen with the linoleum underneath her scorched. Her dressing gown was scorched, and she was burnt to a friggin' crisp.
Yeah. Aww. We need Sandy Duncan. We can make a new lunchtime snack.
Okay, now you are a recording artist.
I am.
Let's get into this. I've been noticing this more and more over the last year or so. What do you think of some of these really crappy musicians that are just obviously using autotune?
Well, if autotune is used in an artistic way where it's part of the aesthetic of the song, but the artist himself still has the talent, it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating when, like, Cher used it for a few songs, and then, God, what the hell's his name? Kid Rock used it for God Only Knows Why, but it was used intentionally to get that quick shift in the tone.
Mm-hmm.
But people like Rebecca Black, too, and just using it, and it just makes them all flat and stuff like that. I mean, what the hell? Kesha, I think?
You would be surprised. That girl can actually sing. The thing is...
Go on.
That actually came about as a production decision in the studio. Because, I mean, she was trying to just do it the normal way and everything, and then just kind of evolved as a joke, and it became her actual style.
Yeah. I don't know. It's cheating, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I have an auto-tune program built into my recording software.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it. The only time I use it is for the background vocals. But I don't know.
Right.
I just feel it's cheating.
It can be. A lot of people abuse it, but most of the artists that you hear that have big singles and whatnot, they're actually really talented.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a production decision.
Production decisions need to go.
I don't know. Perhaps I just long for the days when music producers and DJs, for that matter, had a conscience. And weren't just worried about, hey, this record company wants you to push this song. Play it 6 times an hour, will ya? Oh, for God's sake. All right. If I hear that goddamn rock party anthem one more time, I'm going to strangle someone. Party bus is going on tonight. Shut up! Shut up!
I'm going to pull into the yard. There's going to be smoke pouring out of the van. Hun, what happened? He's going to open the door, and he's going to have this radio embedded in his hand with the wires going spark, spark, spark. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can just see it.
Right, like Vlad from the Antonia Bell server just said, if you can tell it's auto-tuned, then it's an effect, and they're using it for the effect. And I'm good with that. But it's people who can't sing without it. That, as far as I'm concerned, if you need it, you know, if you absolutely positively need it in order to sing, then you shouldn't be singing. But that's my opinion on it.
You know, I think people want to fancy themselves artists sometimes, so I can't blame them for wanting to auto-tune, but at the same time, yeah, I see your point.
Oh god, Talos, I'm gonna get you. Talos is every day I'm shuffling, which is part of that fucking song.
Yeah, that song's pretty evil.
It is.
But look on the bright side. How long has it been since you heard Andrew W.K.'s Party song?
I don't know that one. At least not by name. Maybe if
Oh my gosh. Andrew W.K. makes me want to barf.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Well, his music, anyway.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, it's to the point where I was actually hoping I could find an instrumental to the party rock anthem so I could do a parody and send it into the radio station. The party buses all the play tonight. Oh.
Sick and twisted.
Huh?
Sick and twisted.
Well, that's me. That's what I do. Switch up.
You know, one of the artists, now that you mentioned auto-tune and that sort of effect and stuff, one artist that I'm really looking forward to seeing evolve is Dev.
Is what?
She, her name's Dev.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty impressive.
Yeah, right.
You'll have to check her out. What's the name of the song? Like a G6. I'm sure you've heard that song.
It's possible. I may not know it by the title, though.
Well, it was a huge, huge song recently, and she was the one sampled for that song.
Okay.
But if you look her up, it's just D-E-V. She's really impressive.
Hmm. Talos says that one is even worse than Party Rock. Oh, did you hear? One of the girls that lost, or I shouldn't say lost, but did not get New Artist of the Year or something like that. Some nude photos of her were spreading around Twitter the night of the VMAs.
No.
And apparently, you know, she's like tweeting like, "Man, stop spreading these pictures around. I was underage when they were taken. So all you're doing is spreading around kiddie porn."
Oh, you're talking about, gosh.
I can't think of her name.
And why did she have underage pictures like that taken away?
Right. I mean, I saw them. And, okay, if you were underage when they were taken like last year.
Oh, Creation.
That might be the girl. And my thought on that is, if they're, you know, so horrible and they're, you know, "Oh, who's your kiddie porn? Oh, I was a minor." What were they doing on your phone? And who were you sharing them with? And you're just mad they got out. I don't know. I think,
yeah.
I would like it if nude pictures of me got out. Go on. I dare you. I'm a 6'2", 350-pound guy. Go on. Take a look. I'm good with it.
So you might not be.
I'll never appear at the fanfare again. Hey, guys, what do you want me to do for the fanfare this year? That's okay, Jezel.
By the way, we should probably say congratulations.
Yes, absolutely. We do have a few birthdays to announce this week, but we do have a special, special birthday. First off, Carlos Mora of SOE. It's their birthday this week. Robert Jordan, one of my Facebook fans. Their birthday this week. Also, very special, special birthday. Rothgar and Amira's announce new baby twins, Callie and Carson. New baby twins born today. They're healthy, wealthy, and wise. Well, I guess they're not actually wealthy. And wisdom, we'll have to find out about that. Depends how they're geared.
Right now, they're just newbies.
Right now, they're level one.
They're not even level one yet.
Well, you start at level one, hon. You don't start at level zero.
Well, they're playing a different game.
So they're newbies. They're
zero.
No, wait. They're below level one, therefore they're still in development.
Okay.
Okay, they're in beta. They're in beta right now. And that's Callie and Carson Spence. We've seen pictures on Facebook. Thank you, Greg. Rothgar Spence for sharing those. And here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right, happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Greg and Amiris. Greg and Tiffany. Happy, happy news. I'm very glad that they came out all safe and sound. And Tiffany, take it easy. Get your rest. She's a very, very tiny woman. To carry twins. Oh my god, did you see her at Fanfare?
She was glowing. I thought she looked great.
Glowing and ready to explode.
Oh.
Now, I'm very happy to see that HUD is back in game. Hello there, HUD. Standing in front of me. And we will salute HUD. There we go. Very happy to see HUD back in game. He's been away on secret missions. Well,
dun, dun, dun.
He's in the military. Very happy to see him home and safe and sound.
Sorry, the agency was canceled.
Yes, yes, the agency has been canceled.
And I'm still kind of sad about that. That would have been...
That sucked. I mean, we went to the press conference.
That was such a killer looking game.
Yeah, it was going to rock. But, things happen. Who knows? And
sometimes the project just becomes a money sink after a period of time, so...
Yeah.
You've got to get out sometimes before you know... As long as you can recover from it, it'll be okay. It's similar in music, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if things get better, if things pick back up, they might start back up on it again. I mean, they had a lot of it done. It's not like they packed it up and threw it out.
I actually think they were trying to bite off more than what they could chew at one time. They wanted to... make it for the PS3 and the PC and be playable at the same time.
Yeah.
And they wanted to tie the phone system into it, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, they were going to send you text messages when missions were completed and stuff like that. Stuff, yeah.
I don't know. I think it just... It was a really good idea. Yeah. That was a really good idea.
Yeah, and, Elquin, you need to get closer to your mic.
Sorry. I'm leaning in.
I mean, hell, one of the things I would really like to see them do for EverQuest 2 is tie in the in-game mail to your regular mail. I mean, in EverQuest 1, you can have your in-game mail forwarded to your regular mailbox. Mm-hmm. You know, to whatever email address your account has. I'd like to see them do that.
I don't really get that much in the way of mail.
Well, it would be nice if you had, you know.
I usually just get, Jethel, hey, where are you? How come you haven't been in game in 3 days? No, I don't even get that anymore. No one cares.
Where do I know your name from?
Who are you again? Who are you? And why do I have your love child? What?
I don't remember. I was drunk.
I'm having Win-Win's love child time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's magical.
Things got out of hand at Fanfare, I'm sorry.
So am I. I don't think my surgeon installed that application, but...
See, either that or I just got really fat over the last year.
Are you going to go on that show?
What show? Oh, I didn't know I was pregnant?
Pregnant? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Men pregnant.
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. So let's see. What else are we going to talk about? I had notes here. What kind of notes did I have? Let's see. Our guest this week is Winter Mullinix, a.k.a. Win-Win, Rothgar and Amira's baby twins, Arisai and Faye in flight.
Yes. Have you done that yet, Win?
I have.
Are you fine?
If you remember, a couple years ago at Fanfare, I was the person who brought it up, I'm just like, dude, I've got wings. It's ridiculous. The lore, you know, it was built a certain way because, you know, geometry could be exploited back then, and that's not an issue now. Why can't we fly?
And how did you like the explanation as to why? Phase aren't flying right now.
You're too fat for your wings, kid.
Well, I mean, when Echoes of Fade War came out, it was explained at one point in the forums that they had grown too quickly from Tanar's influence being so close. I think the new lore of Zeganey tying into the Fae makes a lot of sense now. Because if you think about it, if you look at EverQuest 1, Zeganey is just a giant fairy.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it on Crema last night. She's a 90-level carpenter. And she is 67 now. Adventurer. And she had no problem doing the quest.
Yeah, it's an easy quest. And it has a lot of good lore.
I like what's going on in the channel right now. Zale from the Unrest server says that wings take energy and fairies are lazy creatures. They just want to dance, and when the rave is over, they fly home on a dragonfly.
Actually, I want Phaedrake mounts. I would love to see Phaedrake mounts. That would make sense to me outside of the squirrel for a Fae to be riding about.
Those squirrels are fucking huge. I saw a troll with a squirrel, and it's like, oh my god!
Troll with a squirrel?
Troll with a squirrel. I mean,
that's just wrong.
I was smaller than the nut that he was chewing on.
My name is Nibbles.
Nibbles. Oh my god, it's so funny to watch him pull that nut out of the ground and eat it and then shove it underneath their arm.
I love the Ice Age reference there.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that funny? That's so cool. I don't think I'd want one.
No, I'm definitely... I mean, it looks cool and all that, but no, I'm not getting one.
Oh, I got one just because it's so awesome. I fly around everywhere now, but I still have it.
You need to post a picture of Wynn on her squirrel.
That sounds so bad. But, okay.
I know.
Oh, my... 1980s called. Oh, even, terminology.
Even come over and film him eating his nut, too. Just kidding.
Actually, actually, Win-Win said that she might be coming up to the Seattle area sometime soon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you are, of course, more than welcome to come on over.
Actually having nice weather right now.
Oh, God, it's going to be in the 80s. Yeah, it's going to be in the upper 80s all this week.
Sunny skies, no rain. So if you're going to visit the Seattle area or, you know, Washington State at all, now's your chance, folks. You won't need your waders while you're up here.
I remember walking around Seattle back in the mid-90s and being like, what is this? Like, I have to go up and down hills because I live in flatlands here, so.
Yes, there are hills here. I mean, not like there are in San Francisco, of course, but.
Right.
Although it does remind me of San Francisco in spots.
It doesn't quite have that sinking into the ocean feel.
Not yet, even though it is built on reclaimed land.
In other words, this place used to be a swamp.
Oh, I've lived in a swamp. I lived in Savannah, Georgia for 1 year. Ugh.
Oh, you just went all robot on us. That's all right.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's okay now.
You're okay now.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Just a little bandwidth issue. That's all right. See, one of the things I want to do is I want to run wires from downstairs up. So instead of Elquin and I connecting by Skype, we can just plug her directly in while she's downstairs.
You're just going to plug me in?
Going to plug in, baby.
Oh, my God.
$5 an hour.
Love you, long time.
Now see, that'd be perfect again for the merchants, you know? For the merchants say, hey, $5 an hour, me buff you long time.
I'm horrible.
You know what I really want to see for Holmes? I really want to see programmable NPCs, but I think that would just be too...
That's a little too much, I think. Maybe for EQ3.
I just mean a phrase or something they can say.
You could give the butler a couple lines.
Yeah.
But I can already see
that one. Didn't say this.
I think that'd be kind of cool. You know, have the butler and have him, like, every time somebody walks in, "Hey, who are you? What are you doing in here?" Oh, I'm Teddy, sorry. Go all C-3PO on their ass.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
From your home.
I'm hoping we can program, or not program, but specify AI a little bit in the dungeon creation system.
I don't think so, but I think on the mercenaries, they're supposed to learn from us, so if we cuss or something, they'll start cussing.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's something that Smokejumper had said. Like, well, if you start swearing a lot, well, your mercenary is going to start swearing a lot. We just don't want to hear about it. Because they know people are going to teach their mercenaries, you know, to swear up a storm. It's like, you know, we just don't want to hear about it. Just
Holly wants a beep.
Holly wants a kitty.
Rear. By the way, speaking of rear, did you guys do the prelude quest for Beast Lords?
Yes.
We did, and I did it on Crema, too, to find out what the other side was all about. And it seems like they have alternative motives, too, okay? Because, of course, the other side wants to be able to harness the power of the true spirit, just like the other yahoos. But in reality, the Harbinger is coming, and he has alternative motives, too, about humans.
Mm-hmm.
They need us. For their own ill-gotten games or whatever.
I think Paul did a really good job. Cronin did a really good job. And if you haven't read it, you really should do the quest with the character and actually take the time to read it. It's mm-hmm. really well written.
Do it.
Do it!
Yeah, you do it, Isles.
My teeth are so squeaky right now. They're very, very clean.
Look, the teeth, the squeaky, the clean. I approve. You know, it's funny. Derek from work got me doing
Christopher Walken so much.
I went into the Winston-Houston grocery shop, and there were two little kids, all innocent and stuff, just dancing up a storm. Like, and I walk up, and I'm watching, and their mom's like, stop, you're embarrassing me. And I'm like, children doing the Charleston. Christopher Walken approves. And oh. she just started cracking up.
It's good, instead of grabbing her kids, clutching her kids to her side and screaming down the aisle.
Ah, weird guy talking to my children! Ah. When did everyone turn into a bunch of pussies? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, we're going to take a music break. We are. We're going to do it.
We're going to listen to Win-Win.
Yeah, we're going to.
Singing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. First off, we have a brand new Ask a Drunken Dwarf with Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It. Let's see here. After that, we have three songs by Winter, and we're going to be back in like 20 minutes. So listen to the music stylings of... Now, do you go by Winter Laurel or Mullinex?
In the music industry, Winter Laurel.
Okay, so it's Winter Laurel. All right, we shall return. It's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf! Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheez-It Nibble Buns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf! Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yeah.
I need your help!
Ooh.
My wife just threw all my stuff out of the house after finding my stash of troll porn.
No!
What should I do? Signed, Going Blind in Metal Dell.
You said troll porn, didn't you?
That's what it says here, dwarf.
You're on your own. Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf, I recently interviewed for the position of court jester for Queen Antonia. Wow.
That's impressive.
I brought affidavits and testimonials from my previous employers, but then utterly choked when it came to audition live for Her Majesty.
Oh, that's not good.
I was politely turned down, but I know I could do better. What should I do? Signed, Broken Funny Bone from the Bobbleshire.
You know, comedy's not as easy as it sounds. It's hit or miss.
That's for sure.
I mean, even the same act in different cities and different situations could have totally different results. One crowd could be cheering and praising your name.
Woo-hoo!
And then in the next town over, you could be pelted by rotten tomatoes and vegetables. I suggest you get with the trainer.
A trainer?
Yeah, a trainer to learn the ancient comedic art of timing.
Timing?
Yeah, I said timing!
Oh, timing! That's right, timing's everything!
And if you need something else to help calm you down, I suggest a big old mug of ale! Jesus!
Oh, yes, what?
Yes,
Thank you very much!
You don't think I do this sober, do ya?
I couldn't imagine it.
Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf!
Help!
My log cabin is infested with beaver!
Did you say beaver?
That's what it says here. It says beaver.
Beaver? Isn't that boy that goes around singing and looks like a girl?
No, that's Bieber.
Oh, that's Bieber.
That's Justin Bieber.
Oh, talking about Beaver. Oh.
I doubt Justin Bieber knows anything about Bieber.
Hey, you know what really gets rid of beavers?
Oh, what's that, Dwarf?
Hot wax.
What? Hot wax?
Yeah, I said hot wax.
Well, what is hot wax going to get rid of beavers?
Simple, you spread the hot wax all over your log cabin. It gets into the fur and stuff. They don't like it. They go away. Then they got to try to find a way to get the hot wax out of the fur. I don't know. Maybe they tear it off really fast so it doesn't hurt. I don't know. I'm not a beaver expert.
No.
That dude's in the hospital.
Still?
Still from last week. That badger got him real bad.
Oh, I hope he'll be okay.
We can only pray. Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf.
Yes.
How much popcorn is enough popcorn? Signed, Calvane of Zam.com.
I love my syrup.
That's good stuff. No such thing as... excuse me.
Hey, say some for me.
No such thing as too much popcorn.
Hey, give me that. Hey, that's good stuff.
Next question!
Oh, this was kind of blurry.
What's wrong?
I got popcorn grease all over it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I can make it out.
You got
hey,
it?
Dear Drunken Dwarf!
Yes, yes.
Where are my pants?
Ooh.
Signed, Never See Crimson Blade of the Antonia Mail Server.
My guess is it's out on the front lawn with the rest of your stuff. Stop watching troll porn!
And that's all the time we have for Ask a Drunken Dwarf, right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns, reminding you that you can ask your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by emailing drunkendwarf at kithercore.org.
That's right! You can also find all of our social links, including Facebook, Twitter, GetGlue, all kinds of things at kithercore.org. And now, back to
Elkin Jenna
and Chetho!
Thank you. What's in the box? We all wanna know. 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 What all wanna know. What's it the smell? Why do you glow? What's in the box? We all wanna know.
Walls and millions of people, they talk like everything's okay. I run, but I only find them closer. I scream, but they just won't fade away. Rosemary, allergic to life, but you must somehow get over this. Rosemary, I'm willing to help you if you're willing to help yourself. Smiling, cold stares. When nobody is looking, I hide, but they always seem to find me. I cry, but they won't leave me alone. Table and I bowed out way before my time. Rosemary, I hid under the water because no one can find me here. Rosemary, you know that you're me, so please don't say that it's over now. Talk to me, please talk. Say goodbye just yet, Rosemary. Allergic to life, but you must somehow get over this. Rosemary, I'm willing to help you if you're willing to help yourself. Talk to me, please.
And we have returned. Those are some great songs, Win Win.
Oh, thank you.
You sing very nicely.
Thank you. I'm still a bit self-conscious about the vocals on Rosemary because of the circumstances. I had strep that was pretty rough, so.
Well, you could always re-sing it if you're not satisfied with it. You know?
Oh, I do plan on that, but Oh, Lord. That's great.
I mean, shit, as my audience know, if I'm not satisfied with the song, I'll redo it 5 or 6 times and release it again. And then people complain. Leave it alone!
Well, no, I mean, I was rushed on that because I wasn't allowed to reschedule studio time because the record label wanted it really fast, so... They just wanted to wrap it up.
I think it sounded great, and apparently so does everyone in the channel there. Before we go on there, we need to congratulate HUD for dinging. He is now a level 83 paladin. Congratulations, HUD. Here's your ding. Congratulations. And I was corrected. He is not on active duty. He retired over 11 years ago. He goes over as a civilian contractor now.
Civilian contractor?
Contractor.
I was talking about HUD. I thought he was on active duty.
Oh.
But he is a civilian contractor.
That's really hard work.
All right, so what else we need to talk about here? You want people to contact you about being in a guild.
If they're interested in me being in the Rave Forest, sure.
And you're looking for the hardship.
No pussyfooting around. This girl wants to beat something up. Right?
Yay. With a stick.
What's not to like? She's cute, she's pink, she's pretty, she's a fae.
And she kicks butt.
She kicks butt and heals things at the same time.
It's kind of funny, with the raid gear currently, I mentored down to my husband's character, which is level 50, and we were taking out level 69s. And just duoing, it was great. It was fun.
Kicking ass and taking names.
It just... I don't know, I'm like, ha, I'm DPSing as a Templar.
You probably go up and just smack them once. They're dead.
Pretty much at that point, but that's kind of a good power trip to have as a Templar, being pretty much neutered during raid outside of heals.
Yeah. Templars should be healing, not doing DPS during raid! Yeah, never.
That's why they like Inquisitors so much. They can DPS and still keep up solid heals and cures right now for the content.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if I ever come home from work and not be exhausted, I really need to get into the public quest or something because I just can't fucking kill anything anymore.
Yeah. Wait, how many AAs do you have right now?
Oh, let's see. I reworked my AAs. Yeah. I did a little research and I can now kill some things. Of course, I can't run at 98.5% anymore. Let's see. Oh, I actually have one I can use now. Crap. Oh, I have 239 AAs
right
now.
That's respectable. That's respectable. You should have enough to be able to do something.
I think my major problem right now is I need the better gear.
You need the PQ gear.
Yeah.
Sorry. You really do.
The PQ gear, I have to admit the drop rates on that are frustrating. I've done, before I started doing challenge modes and stuff, I was trying really hard to get the breastplate. And I did it over 150 times, I think, and didn't get it.
Wow.
I got a lot of runes, though.
Of course, Lara is convinced that the breastplate does not exist.
Well, it does. I mean, you saw me, I dedicated about a week and a whole full weekend, and that's all I did was back and forth, you know, one Q and then the next, and always in the Great Divide one, because that seems to be where the highest population is, and not only did I get my breastplate, I got my class weapon, too.
Nice.
If you have any really strong friends, just have them take you through the Elements of War zone, and you can get some really decent gear now.
Elements of War?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a raid area?
That's the Plane of War instance.
I haven't been to that. What is that new? Is that the new one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there is that new one, which is a group.
Right. There's also, I think there's a times two. I haven't been in there yet.
Where do you get to it from?
In Trender.
So, yeah, eventually I'm going to need to get on that, but as it stands right now, I mean, I'm just so tired when I come over. I mean, my back is killing me right now.
Bad back don't kill.
I know, tell me about it.
You know, that is one thing that got me really upset for a while, though. And not your back.
Well, you should be upset.
Well, yes, I'm mad at your back. I'm shaking my fist at it right now.
Damn your back and your sword.
Very angrily. Viva la revolución. I just imagined your back having like a tattoo of Che Guevara on it for some reason. But anyway.
I want to get a tattoo. I just, you know, you got to be careful on what you get. You know, because what looks good now, if I go on a diet and lose a lot of weight, you don't want it to be all saggy.
Right.
Be all scrunched up.
But when Elements of War came in, the gear that drops from it is almost as good as the hard mode stuff. Well, it is pretty much as good as the hard mode stuff that comes out of the current challenge modes. Outside of Drunder. And, you know, that makes sense when an expansion pack comes and, you know, there's a new tier of content and you want people to be able to enter it. But not this soon. And it just kind of compressed the experience, and it just felt like all that hard work that we had put in to the hard mode raids was for nothing. I mean, hardcore raid guilds raid hours and hours and hours typically, so it's a lot of work. So there needs to be, it does need to be better gear. It makes sense, you know, put more time in, get more out.
Of course.
Yeah, so it kind of undermined that. But because of that, Smokejumper posted that they're going to remove the easy mode Plane of War to remove some of the compression, which sounds good. I would have rather seen the gear from Elements of War reduced a bit or changed a bit, but it works all the same.
So you just need to find some groups that are going to the Elements of War, huh?
Well, the gear I have is just as good as the Elements of War. Just some better adornments and whatnot.
Oh, I'll work on it. But, you know, like I keep saying, I'm not a raider. I just want to be able to do stuff
you
and not get my ass handed to me.
To be a raider. I'm not. You keep calling me a raider.
You are.
I am not a raider.
I
do not spend...
You're all Uber!
Certain periods of my evening out with four other groups of people every friggin' night or something. Or every Wednesday I'm raiding something. No. I'm a free spirit. I use pickup groups.
Yeah, the guild I'm looking at right now does 5 days a week.
Wow. That's a lot. It's a lot of commitment.
It is, yeah.
Now
but
that's a raiding
it's...
group.
It's worth it, though.
I just can't do that. I tried a raiding group for a while, and it was like three nights a week. And I ended up having to fall down to two. Finally, just one night a week. And I thought, no more. Because I can't. I just can't devote this much time.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't do that because I have to go raid. Sorry.
Yeah, that can be difficult. I mean, as a songwriter, I mean, I'm here anyway, so.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when Elquin was into getting the shards for the, you know, getting the void shards and stuff like that. It's like,
right.
Hun, dinner time. I can't! Fend for yourself! Hun, what are we having for dinner tonight? Will you fucking cook something yourself?
She was abusive.
I was not.
You abused me and the boy.
I did not.
Well, you weren't dipped in kerosene and lit on fire, so I think it was an acceptable amount.
She dipped me in peanut butter and threw me to the dog.
And
that just sounds gross.
You liked it. Gary was all happy waggly tails now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you just got me looking at my currency, and I'm like, 90 marks of Minar, 256 pure primal William shards, 736 seals of Arad, and 338 void shards. Good
wow.
Lord.
Void shards.
I am kind of sick of alternative currencies. But
mm-hmm. Well, I've been saying that for a long time.
I'll trade you 5 marks of Minar for a couple of void shards. You know, that sort of thing. Currency exchange merchant.
Yes.
Alright, so let's see. What else are we going to talk about here?
Well, I have an idea for a contest.
Okay, go on.
And nobody can answer in channel. I want the answer sent to my email, which is elquinjenna@gmail.com. So write that down. And what I'll do is I'll accept answers to my question that I'll pose here in a minute during the week, and then next Tuesday we'll read the more interesting ones on the air, and I will try to send out some slap bands that we have here to everybody that enters, and anything else I can throw into an envelope.
Okay, well, what's the contest?
Well, the contest is I'm going to ask you a question, and you send me your answer to it. Okay? It's really pretty simple.
Okay, well, we will post that question at kithacore.org, your Facebook page, and Twitter, of course.
Well, I'll do it here on the show first, and then we'll do it in the rest of the place. But nobody answer in channel. If you answer in channel, you're disqualified. So, the question is, Elquin has done something to herself. You get to come up with whatever idea you think she's done. What has she done?
I don't know.
So that's the question. What has Elquin done to herself?
This sounds like a piercing question or something.
Is it something dirty?
No.
Okay, so if you have an idea of what Elquin Jenna has done to herself, email it to elquinjenna@gmail.com.
They could be out of this world, or they could be, you know.
Yes, Chromie says that sounds just wrong.
You know, you saying that you could put anything in an or anything you could fit in an envelope would be the prize. It just makes me think of putting my next door neighbor in a food dehydrator so they fit.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think Jeth will fit into an envelope.
I barely fit in my van.
No, we got some slap bands up there, and I'm not sure what else, but stickers and some other things. But if you
enter, basically, we're trying to clear out the swag box.
Yep.
So we can ask Sony for more swag.
Right on.
Of course, if you'd rather have a T-shirt, but in the small size, small, medium, large, you know, that kind of thing, or if you have children, please let us know. Because we got more child and small size T-shirts than you can shake a stick at.
They fit on a dog.
Yeah, they do fit on a dog. So if you have a dog that wants to have a SOE podcast T-shirt, I think most of them have Hubert the hamster on them.
Oh, that'd be perfect for Dinky.
There you go.
Dinky would go swimming in these, though.
Yeah, that's right. Dinky's a chihuahua, right?
Yeah, he is. But he's
you could
most
fit
compounds.
All your babies in one T-shirt, honestly.
I don't know. Kelly Bear's gotten pretty chunky. She's been on steroids for 2 years now, so she's pretty hulked out.
The incredible chihuahua.
Well, she's actually half Dalmatian, half... Oh, that's okay. Dinky doesn't even bark at people. He just loves everybody.
Oh, Domino just came on and asked me if they missed the birthday trolls. Yes, I'm sorry. We did do birthday trolls for the twins.
We could do them again. They get them twice, you know. You didn't play them twice.
Yeah, there are two.
That's right. There are twins. I'll go ahead and play the birthday trolls again. So for for Kaylee and Carson, here come the birthday trolls once again!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Okay, well, the reason, I guess the reason she was asking, but she wanted to add a couple of people to the list.
Add them to the list. We can always drag them out again.
Okay, so let's see. So what she says here is, God, I'm going to butcher this name. Ohain, I think. And Kovic. I don't know who these people are. They probably work for Sony, though.
Yep.
So, here come the trolls once again!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday!
There we go. Alright, so.
Look on my Facebook, like, click and see.
Whoop, okay, I'm being told it's Ohai Hin. The designer does a bunch of the PvP stuff. Used to be a trade skill apprentice. And Kovic is one of the artists.
Yay.
So happy birthday to you guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Woo!
That sounded like Lilo and Stitch almost.
I've never watched it.
Oh, really? I'll have to subject him to that.
No,
then.
No.
Yeah, why not?
No,
oh, it's cute.
I hate Disney.
It's not like typical Disney, actually.
Disney brainwashing little children.
Punch Brazzle.
Yep, that sounds like him.
No, I always just consider that my chipmunk voice. And I can do it without speeding up the tape.
I think Draxarius does the best chipmunk ever.
Oh yeah? Well, have you ever heard my chipmunk porn?
Oh my. No, I have not.
Chipmunk porn hunt.
Boop! Oh, album!
Oh my gosh.
Gay no. Chipmunk porn. You heard it here first, folks.
My childhood is crying in a corner somewhere.
So what do I do, folks? I never said it was right or normal.
Ooh, speaking of childhood, did you know that the Voltron figures are coming back out?
I heard about that.
Yeah, I've actually started a subscription form.
Huh. Have you seen the new Thundercats?
It looks impressive, yeah.
We've been watching it.
I did not think that Chitara could get hotter than her 80s incarnation.
I was wrong.
She has.
Boobs.
I still think boobs. She needs skin cream.
She got boobs. And she's hitting on Lionel. You know she is.
Of course.
She's hitting on Lionel big time. Giving him confidence with sensuality is what I think.
Of course.
Of course, that's very common in anime, actually.
Of course. Do you expect any less?
No.
I'm just waiting for the episode where, you know, he finally, like, tries to make a move on her. She's like, sorry, I'm not into dudes.
That'd be great.
I can see it. I can see it.
80s Chitara was so... That's like saying He-Man had no homoeroticism to it.
Oh, please.
He-Man was so... Yeah.
And I mean this with all due respect. And no...
Him and Battle Cat, you know what I mean?
I mean this with all due respect and not meaning to offend anyone at all, but He-Man was the biggest fag of all.
Oh, I love He-Man. I still collect the figures, actually.
Matter of fact, I got a little sound effect right here. Let's go ahead and play He-Man here. Let's see. Yeah! I love this cartoon that I saw. I think it was from collegehumor.com. They did a lot of remakes on 80s cartoons and what they should have been like and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, He-Man comes out, he turns Cringer into Battle Cat, Battle Cat attacks him and kills him. It's awesome.
I think the imagery is great, changing the cat into what you want it to be. It's just like coming out of the closet.
By the way, for the just for the record, Shasta Diet Cola sucks.
I don't really drink soda anymore. I haven't had soda in a very long time.
Sorry, there are just some things I will not compromise on, and I'm a soda guy.
See, I used to love soda. I absolutely loved it, but just like my being a vegetarian, once you've been away from something for a very, very long time and you try to go back to it, sometimes you're just like, oh, what?
No, sorry, meat. I am a carnivore. The only time the only time I eat vegetables is if this is free with my meat.
He's so bad, I have to make the vegetables look like meat. Honest, hon, it's a chicken wing. Honest, really. Don't mind the little round, you know, the little bumpy kernel things. It's really a chicken leg.
No,
it's a potato.
I warned Elkman, if you ever... If I ever catch you
Lord.
Trying to do, like, ground turkey... I know it's still meat, but
ground
still.
Turkey and tofu are forbidden. He will not...
Forbidden. I will go back to New Hampshire if you try to pull that shit on me.
And, you know, I make this... We call them Krabby Patties around the house. There's no crab in it. But I take turkey meat, and then I take, like, Jimmy Dean sausage, and I mix it to half and half. And I throw those puppies in the George Foreman grill. And they're really yummy. The sausage gives the turkey meat just the, you know, little bit of, you know. Eric loves them. I can't do that.
I don't know. God, it's been 8 years since I've had meat. You know, I don't knock anybody for eating meat. It's just not my thing. I'm not one of those. Not to sound politically incorrect, but I'm not what I call a veganazi. I've got a few friends who are, it's like, you go to a restaurant and you're sitting there, your friend orders a steak, you're eating your salad, you know, and then your other friend just goes, you know where that comes from, right? You know how they treat them, right? And I'm like, just let them eat, please.
And you know what? Every time that I sat down with the table at a restaurant with someone like that, I ordered
veal. He'll order veal, yes.
Just to piss you
he will.
Off.
He will.
I don't even like beef steaks. I like, you know, like a veal cutlet or something like, you know, something very thin.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like veal parmesan or something like that. You know, I've tried veal steaks. I don't like it.
No.
I don't like the texture in a thick steak.
He likes veal parmesan, very thin cutlets.
Right, but I had a friend back in New Hampshire who was a veganazi. Like, oh, how can you do that? Pardon me, sir, do you have veal? And I'll sit there, I'll eat it looking right into her eyes.
He's even taken pictures and posted it on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Veal.
Meat is murder. Sweet, delicious murder.
You know, my whole thing with it is I don't want to force people to stop eating meat, but I do think that the industry in general does need some reform.
Yeah, the way they treat animals before they're slaughtered isn't cool.
What, you wanted to give them, like, a going-away party or something?
No, they just should be treated humanely. And
I can see it now. Cows lined up with little party hats on.
And not made suffer in any
cows
way.
Looking
I mean,
fine. Cows looking at each other like, what the fuck's that thing on your head?
I'd rather eat from a happy cow than one that's been, you know, neglected and sad and, you know, left out in the cold.
Sorry, hon. The only way you're going to know for sure about that is if you go kill them yourself.
See, that's one thing that I've thought about. It's like, I couldn't do that, so I don't feel like I personally have the right to inquire, if that makes sense.
I mean, I suppose we should just start breeding them like in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Pardon me, sir. I'll be your dinner this evening. May I suggest something from my shoulder? It's quite tender.
Yeah, I love that part.
What the hell was that? The Major Meglia cow or something like that?
Yeah, it's funny stuff. was bred to be eaten.
Mm-hmm. Aww. That was revolting!
No, sir. I'm...
Milk-fed. He was milk-fed.
Mm-hmm.
He was quite happy and content.
I'll have a green salad, please.
Insulting the cow.
Can I beg you to reconsider, sir?
What's wrong with a green salad?
I know very many vegetables that are quite clear on that point, sir.
And after they make their selection, the cow says that he will nip off and
I go nip off and shoot myself in the head.
Yes.
See, I do miss meat sometimes, don't get me wrong. Just I don't have the emotional fortitude.
You really don't want to know what just went through my head. You being a post-op transsexual and missing meat.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
I knew that was coming.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was coming. It's usually something I would do, but...
That's right, because Elkin is the reason we have immature audience warning at the top of the show.
That's what he keeps saying.
For once in my life, I wasn't having a dirty thought. That's hilarious.
Too late!
I know.
I had them for you.
I have been trumped.
Ha-ha.
With a much better toupee.
Alright, so let's see here.
What else do we need to talk about here?
What do you mean?
Midgets.
Midgets? I love midgets. Midgets are cool.
All kidding aside, I've actually got this friend that goes by the name Meatball. He's fantastic.
Really?
He's like 3'5". Yeah, he's adorable.
He doesn't like to bathe in marinara sauce or anything, does he?
No, he's just this adorable little... He dresses all gangster and acts all gangster, but he's a softie.
Nice.
And he's itty-bitty, and I love to squish him. And anytime I argue with him, I'm like, I'm going to squish you. And he's like, no. I'm like, I'm going to squish you.
I met a primordial dwarf once. Those are the ones that are completely proportional.
Yeah.
They're kind of freaky, to be honest. I mean,
why?
I mean, well, you look at it from like 20 feet away, you think it's a kid. They're completely proportional. They don't have the normal size head and body and just the short legs and arms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the movie Legend?
Warwick Davis?
No, Legend, David Bennett, the character that played Honeythorn Gump, the elf.
Oh, yeah.
He was 23 when he made that. It looked like he was 12. He's a primordial dwarf. Think it's cool.
I've never met a primordial dwarf in person before, but I saw a documentary recently, and it's interesting how differently their brains develop as well. Their brains actually don't have the normal lobes and everything.
Really? I didn't know that.
To fit inside the head at that size.
Oh, I'm going to sneeze.
I was sneezing, sorry.
That's okay.
Bless you.
I killed the mic. Didn't think you guys wanted to listen to me, you know.
No, I need to hear that's not it's hot.
No. And then my head falling off my shoulders bouncing across the floor. You know.
That makes me think of Edgar Allan Poe. What was that? The ribbon?
Hmm?
Was that Edgar Allan Poe? The short story about the girl that wears a ribbon around her neck.
Not familiar with that one.
I don't think I've never heard that one.
At the end of the short story, she tells him to take... Yes, nevermore. That reminds me of The Simpsons now more than Edgar Allan Poe. That's sad.
With Homer doing the Raven and Bart is the Raven. Yeah.
Right.
I remember that one.
I do too. It's hard to believe that The Simpsons came out when I was like in fifth
grade. Oh, I know it, right?
Fourth grade?
All right, well, just about out of time here. That's appropriate, considering I think we've pretty much run out of things to talk about. So you can find Win-Win Songs at myspace.com/winterlaurel. Is it winter laurel or winter underscore laurel?
All one word.
Okay, all one word. So I will get that out here. Nope, wrong channel. So it was one of the few people I know that actually still use MySpace.
Actually, Justin Timberlake bought the rights to MySpace, and he's going to be...
Yeah, I know. That's going to be a losing proposition for him, I think.
Well, he wants to make it more of an interactive experience between the artist and fans. Then. I think he's got some good ideas.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with it then. I mean, admittedly, the developers of MySpace don't even use MySpace anymore. They said that in an interview and recently. You know, when Timberlake bought shares into MySpace, like during the write-up, so, you know, the owners of MySpace don't even use it anymore. But hey, if he wants to invest his money in it, they'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, Tom is a really, really smart guy. If you haven't added him on Google Plus, you should.
Who's that?
He talks about Tom, the creator of MySpace.
Okay, so you can find Winter Songs at myspace.com/winterlaurel. You're also on Facebook.
I am. Same
slash.
Suffix.
So it's still myspace.com/winterlaurel. Of course, you can find all of mine and El Quinjena's social links, Facebook, Twitter, GetGlue, and everything else at kithacore.org/social. I will have this podcast up probably tomorrow night.
And don't forget to enter into the contest.
Don't forget to enter into the contest. El Quinjena has done something to herself. What do you think it is? El Quinjena at...
In-game, not personally.
In-game. ElQuinjena@gmail.com.
Send in your answers.
Everyone that enters will get some sort of a prize.
Yep.
Just make sure when you enter that you give us a physical mailing address.
Or I won't know where to send stuff.
That's right.
You know, and I don't think I can zip it up and in my hard drive and you know, email it to you. And I don't think I could turn it into a PDF.
This isn't Tron.
No.
That would be fun.
Matter transformation.
That would be nice.
I'm surprised they haven't made a Tron MMO.
I'll give them time.
Sure they will.
Why not? They're making a game for every other movie out there. Alright folks, that's it for this week. Win-Win, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We love you, DeBeezus.
Oh, I love you guys too.
Oh, I'm going to play my little ending shtick here, and I need to go downstairs and lay down on the couch for a while. My back is killing me.
Maybe make some popcorn.
Don't die, it's bad for you.
What's that?
Don't die, it's bad for you.
I know, right?
Just... 9 out of 5 doctors agreed.
And, yeah. you know, you're a Templar and you can bring you back, but you live so far away.
Right.
I know, right?
You know, if anything happens, I can put them on ice till you get here.
I don't know.
I think someone wrote the item of fanfare.
Yeah.
Well, we might be able to fit you in the freezer outside.
That's a pretty small freezer out there, huh?
We could cram you in there. We'll get the broom.
Dehydrate me. Put me in the... We got one of those...
That's not a very big dehydrator.
It's going to be warm this weekend. Come on, just hang me out. All right, that's it. Win-Win, thank you very much for coming in. Love you to pieces.
Love you too.
Good night, everyone. Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheese It Nibblebuns!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. The Jekyll Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
As a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.